With the thumbnail of his other hand, he pierced the cap of a smoke bomb used in mines to trace currents of air in shafts. White smoke began to pour from the dragon's mouth in jets. Ferocious. Johnny skipped back off the platform. Angus hit the firing button. Johnny's wand pointed at the dragon.
Go, and don't come back until you have devoured a Sart. Go!
Wires hummed. The dragon, smoke and all, shimmered and was gone. There was a very small recoil. Johnny looked at his watch. 3.5 minutes to go. He walked back across the platform. There was a cold, cold hangover on it, where it had doubled with the icy space of a Sart.
Now, do any of you lords have a picto recorder you can trust? I do not want to use our own, since you might not trust it. I want to borrow a picto recorder, one that you can seal that can't be tampered with.
The lord from Foul Japan, an empire of 700 worlds, said he'd oblige. He went to his apartment and got it out of his hamper. He came back and checked the loading. Johnny made him wrap a metal seal around it and clench it and make sure it couldn't be tampered with. The two mechanics now rushed to the platform and laid down a gyro cage from a drone. Johnny asked the lord from Foul Japan to lay the recorder in the gyro slots. The lord glanced at the console to make sure it wasn't being operated, glanced up at the poles to be sure they weren't humming, and walked to the center of the platform and put his picto recorder inside the cage and, as Johnny requested, locked it down. He left the platform. Johnny glanced at his watch. 7 minutes had gone by. That dragon had been laid exactly on the surface of a Sart. The bomb should have gone off 2 minutes ago. This next shot would put the picto recorder well up from that moon and to the side.
Now,
said Angus. The wires hummed. The picto recorder and cage shimmered and vanished. There was no recoil. Numbers on Johnny's watch whirred. 39 seconds. There was a change in the humming. There was a shimmer on the platform. The picto recorder and cage reappeared. The humming went off. There was a slight recoil. Two mechanics rolled up the dolly the projector sat on so that it was among the emissaries.
Now, if you please, my lord,
said Johnny to the Foul Japan,
would you please retrieve your recorder and take it to the projector and unseal it? And please be certain that it is your disc by putting a few words on the end of it. Then make sure there is no other disc or trace in the machine and put your disc in, if you please.
Lord of Foul Japan did exactly as requested.
The recorder is ice cold,
was all he said.